out and you had to switch it again. I don't know if you can hear those F-100s in the background, but they're just coming in from a mission. Let's put it up in the speaker, see if y'all can hear it a little bit. Those are the F-100s just coming off missions. They fly up close to the DMZ. They've been flying quite a bit now. Just about every 15 minutes or so, they've got two of them taking off. And this is the first base that ever got those ANGs from Colorado Springs. You can probably hear it pretty good now. Those guys really work hard, but what I say, I think we work the hardest myself. Well, Daddy, if you're listening to me, I hope you're all right, and I hope you're not working hard. How's the, how are the Lindsay boys, or what do they call them now, Missoula boys? How are they all doing now? How's Jack been doing? Has he been asking for me much? I guess now you must be ready to harvest by now, because like you wrote one time, Mother said that she had planted a long time ago, so you must have feed pretty high. Y'all had doing... Are all of y'all doing the same thing that we did when Lindsay was there, growing seed and crossing them and things like that? Because I don't know how Missoula works. I don't know what they want or how they work their own system, but I guess that's what they want out of here. How's the cars been doing lately? Are they giving you much trouble? The Ford, is it giving much trouble? Tires or anything? And the Mercedes, y'all driving it or y'all just put it up or what? Or y'all sold it or... I hadn't heard nothing about it, so I don't know what y'all plan to do. As for me, I'd like to buy a car when I get home so I can go to my next base, but I don't know. I still got a long ways to go and think about it, so I don't know. I'd like to have a car, so when if I do get married when I get home, I'd like to have it to take her Loopy to my next base. And I'd like for y'all to meet her real bad. I know she wants to meet you, all of you. I've been getting a lot of letters from Dolores lately. Well, as you know, I'm a padrino, and that letter, that card that says I'm a padrino, well, I'm not going to send it to you because I can't find an envelope that size to send it back. So I'll just have to take it back with me. She sent me the pictures of y'all when y'all were in, when the Edmonds were in Lubbock, and man, I sure do like them, especially you. Daddy and mother on the grass, kids, and oh, I thought old the madman, little Reba's kid, I thought he was real big now. Just about forgot his name because I'm thinking about this tape and I can't think of names right now. He sure is big. I guess, did y'all have a lot of fun with him? Y'all must have, with Mindy showing George's big brother around. Nancy wrote me, she said she's going to send me some pictures later on, but I hadn't got them yet, so I guess I will pretty soon. And Roger, I guess, you know, he's working in Wisconsin now. It's a bad part, because they might have to move again, and I know how Nancy has got attached to California, and the kid, she wrote me, she said, Curdy and Hans just love the water. They go crazy over that thing. And they just really love each other. That's what I like to hear about. Like I wrote Smalley a little while ago, not too long ago, I told him to send me my Texas Tech record if it's still there or if it's anywhere. I'd like to have it because it brings back memories, and I sure would like to. There's a guy here who's got a record player, and I'd like to play it once in a while. It brings back memories. Sure do miss that Big Red. Bernie wrote me a few times. I wrote him back. I hadn't got no answer from him lately. Been writing to Loopy, like I said, and all my sisters, and couple of girls in Lubbock I've been writing to, just give me information. And Annabelle, I wrote her today. I hadn't written Johnny yet. I've heard a lot of ships. It's all his planes on his ships doing pretty good over here. And I heard about that plane, that submarine we lost over there in the Atlantic. That's real bad. But overall, I guess it's all right, because we're actually, what I think, we're doing all right over here. Not as bad as they say, but it's just, I guess it's alright for us, as they say. I've been going to church a couple of times. I hadn't had time because I've been working all the time most of the time. And don't forget, if anything emergency comes up, make sure to notify the Red Cross and tell them where I am and what squadron I'm in, and they'll notify me in case anything comes up. So if there's an emergency, excuse me, or anything, make sure, let them know first, and then they'll pass it on. That's the only way I'll be able to find out anything is if you go to the Red Cross. That's the only way you can do it, Mother and Daddy, and the rest of you that are listening. I want to buy me a television here, a little cheaper. I bought Daddy a watch here. I've got it already, but I'm going to take it to him. I'm not going to mail it or anything. I don't trust in his mailing system, so I might get, I want to get you some dishes, Mother, but I don't know how to send them. So if I do send them, they'll probably be my mail and all this kind of good stuff. I was glad to receive your newspaper, Mother. I sure did enjoy it, especially as Lusk that's here. He's from Lubbock, too. He read it, man. He really enjoyed it. I guess Lubbock's going to be real different when I get back. Especially, I don't know where I'm going to go in. It'll be McCord or California. I hope it's California because I want to stop by and see Nancy and Roger. If he's there, that is. He's always away. But that's where I want to go, to California, if I do leave from here. We heard of one of our planes being hijacked by the Russians, but now they've let it go. It's the same plane I came over in the first time, Mother. It was a Seaboard World. Good thing I wasn't on that plane then. I really missed it. Well, as you know, I'll probably have not too long to go, just like 5 more months to go, and I hope I'll be home. It'll be in December. I don't know what time. They won't give me an early leave, and I hope they do, because I want to leave here before Christmas, you know, because I want to make home by Christmas. What I've always wanted, you know, make home at Christmas so everybody gets to see me. I forgot to tell you, Mario said he was coming over here, but I hadn't seen him. I hope he gets here pretty soon, because I'd like to see somebody from Lubbock. It's pretty lonely here, not knowing anybody, you know, Chicanos or nothing like that, and especially Mario. He's a good buddy of mine and all this good stuff. Really would like to hear from him. Well, I don't know. I heard a Joe Reyes being killed. It's real bad. I guess Johnny took it real bad. He wanted to go home and see him, but I guess he couldn't. This tape looks like it's getting real low now, so I don't know what to say now. Just take care of yourself, Mother and Daddy. You know, I love you very much. And, Mandy, Smiley, watch yourselves, because I don't want you ever come over here. It's real bad, let me tell you. Mandy, make sure to stay in school. You too, Smiley. And Molly, if you're going to play football, make sure and let me know what you're going to play and see how your games come out. All right? Well, this tape's about to go, so I'll say goodbye. And remember, I love you very much, Mother and Daddy and boys. And I'll send you, just send this tape back to me. Just record and send it back to me, and I'll receive it. So don't forget. Remember, I love you very much.